Yeah, just kind of what happened in that second half for you, where you know you guys come out, you're controlling the game really through the first 45, and then I know goals change games is one thing, but it seemed like that really changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can. Yeah, you can say we controlled the game in the first half, but we lacked a little bit of fire and intensity and passion, especially in the final third and the attacking third, to go to goal to create better chances, more clear chances. And I thought the first half of the game was there for us to take. The second half we start a little bit flat. We get punched. You need to show urgency and intensity to fight back, and we didn't seem to find it, you know. And this was some of our issues, some of our problem in the middle of the season, different parts of our season. So it's frustrating the way that we've responded in the last 6 weeks, the way that the fight and the intensity and the passion that we've shown to get this opportunity, and then we let it come and go. So that's frustrating, and we're disappointed.
Josh mentioned, kind of touched on their consistency. He thinks it was the team's big issue this season. You guys had some really big highs and some great performances, and then you had some other ones that, you know, got away from you guys. Is that kind of your evaluation?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to look at the whole season. I think the most disappointing thing with today is how hard we fought to get this opportunity, and we can't say that we gave everything in the game. That's the most frustrating to leave the match and not give ourselves the best chance at going through and advancing and putting everything physically and mentally in that we can. We didn't put enough into the match, so we lose. They go forward, and we think about next season.
James, a bit of a formation change today. You go with four forwards, three strikers, but it just never really seemed to kind of click, especially late. I'm just wondering what you saw of that.
It's tough. It's tough, Thomas, because I think in the first half, the way that we set up, the game was there. I think that the moments were there for us to attack, and we had some quick attacks with Rion Moore down the right-hand side. Adonijah got the ball in good spaces. Dario got into good situations, isolated good situations. And at times we played the ball, we switched play at the top of the 18. We didn't take that 1v1 chance. So it's tough to say that it was the lack of chemistry or anything with the tactical change. I think it's more mentality and passion and fire to go and confidence and belief to go and take the game. When it's there for you, you need to take it, especially in a playoff game and a cup game. And we didn't do that. Second half comes and they hit us, and then it asks more questions. So that's more for me.
Thanks, James.
Joseph.
Hey, Coach James, for some reason you came up with a different system, as Thomas mentioned. You came up with strong, one little mistake, and it changed the whole game. But for some reason you were not able to adapt to play a little bit different, because you guys ended up with the long shots, but not you didn't make it to direct shots. You didn't try the goalie.
Yeah.
Can you explain us a little bit more?
I thought it was there from start to finish. I thought we lacked that a bit from start to finish of the match. That decisiveness, directness, and the attitude and the mentality to attack the goal, to score, to create clear chances. Having the right focus and quality in those moments and those situations, I didn't think it was there tonight for us, unfortunately, and we can't go backwards.
Is something to learn from for this loss? You probably try to. Are you gonna make any changes probably for on your players for the next season? Because we were able to see a little inconsistent. We were not very constant with your system.
Yeah, we need to improve our team. For sure, to keep the standard and be where we want to be. We're fighting and pushing and scraping to get this opportunity and finish in a playoff position above the line. And the last couple of seasons, We've been more trying to fight for that, the top of the league, for majority of the season last year and the year before. So obviously there's been a different season for us, but to give the players credit and to give the team credit, facing a lot of adversity and moments in the season where we got written off, we still showed a lot of character and a lot of grit and who we are as a club, as an organization, and a lot of the players in that team that responded and earned the chance tonight to play for something more.
Neil Davidson, Canadian Press. Yeah. Why do you think there was a letdown tonight? Is it an issue of maturity, or was it just so much effort just spent trying to get here?
I don't know. It's really tough to put our finger on it right now. I can say we did have issues with that at different moments in the season. The most disappointing part is how hard we fought to get this opportunity, and then it comes and goes without, like I said, us giving our best effort, our maximum in terms of an intensity, and that'll be, I think, what we're most disappointed walking away from.
Did you speak to them after the game?
No, I think it's quite raw. Everyone's going in different directions. A lot of the players are going in different directions. Some are from the East Coast. They have family here and all of those things. Of course, once everybody's calm, we'll come back together and we'll close it the right way, because everyone puts so much in over the course of a season. It's hard to, a game like that, everyone's disappointed. So we'll wait till we get home.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any more questions in the room, Robin?
I just read a stat today that your team set the record, this year for the under 21 minutes. I counted there were more than five teams. You doubled what they put in, the minimum 2,000. And so do you see that this new crop of players can mature next year and get off to a faster start?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we've consistently done for six seasons. 2019, I think our numbers were even double what they were this season. So I think every single season from start till now, we've been at the top. You know, we're consistently putting in 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 more minutes into under 21 players. Originally, that was a big part of why this league was created. It's part of our DNA as a club, as an organization. That's not going to change. We still expect to hit those kind of numbers, but also compete and be at the top of the league. So that's our challenge that we set as an organization, and that's not going to change.
Thank you,
Joseph. Just one more, please.
Yeah, James. Any players that you are going to have on your off season that you might like to get back, like get a new contract? New players that you're going to be looking to get into your team, maybe that you can give us a little advance.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to look at. You know, first and foremost, it starts with us, the way that we set out to play, as a staff. You know, the overall group, the players that are returning, contracted players that we already have for next season. So there's a lot to dissect and look at, and who we want to be and how we want to attack next season. So we take our time with that and make the right decisions. Of course, we want to improve, and we want to be fighting higher in the table next year, and back where we've been for the last couple of seasons, the last few years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
James, you just have Cleve and Victoria just on
Zoom. Cleve, over to you. I know you've been waiting
patiently. Hey, great. Thanks, guys. Hey, James, I think Josh mentioned the last 2 years of the sort of ups and downs in the season itself, you know, starting off strong, then the swoon in the middle. You sort of touched on consistency with this group, and he goes, we can beat any team in the league, and yet, we would come out and have a few bad games. This flip-flopping has to stop. What's the key to that? What's the key to consistency for this group over the next couple of years so you don't have these sort of highs and lows within the season itself and staying consistent throughout the entire 8 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's two different seasons for me, Cleve. Last year, you know, we spent a lot of time at the top of the league. And when you're in that position, you have everyone coming after you and fighting for you and maybe giving a bit more in terms of the preparation and to stay there with that ambition to win the league and be in that position, whereas this year was very different. In we were constantly fighting to stay in the top four or to be in a playoff position at the end of the season. So it's two different seasons in terms of that. Those little slumps and inconsistency was much more this season. You know, one thing also we need to look at is we had too many injuries. We missed a lot of time, players, a lot of time this season, unfortunately. Some by chance, others maybe by planning. So we need something we need to look at, and then international duty. So we never were really able to catch a rhythm and form, and those are all things we need to look at in the off season. So that, yeah, of course, we can find more consistency in our performances, and ultimately, that will give us more form and finish in a higher position.
Any glaring things you want to improve on next year in terms of tactics and just in terms of the kind of player you'll be looking for in the offseason?
We've always been a free-flowing attacking team, a high-pressing team, and created good chances and scored goals, a lot of goals. Obviously, this year was different in terms of trying to find those goals and being clinical in the final third. So that's an area that we're going to need to focus on. I think defensively we were quite solid and sound for the majority of the season. So that's an area the field that obviously we need to look at and focus and see are we doing things right there and where can we improve it.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Cheers, guys.